two mirrors.
Episode 3, dude.
That stopped counting. You know those comics that like will count? Dale Ward's one of them. He just posted a Facebook status saying like, I just had my 1,498 set today.
Man, I wish, I sometimes think about that and I wish I would have kept a tally.
It is nice. I love stats. I am a stats guy and I love looking back. I wish I actually had a journal, you know? So really, I'm saying I wish I was Dale. I wish.
Dude, have you ever tried to keep a journal?
No, I briefly documented some things during my relationship,
right,
you know, so I could remember, but no. How about you?
But did you do that so you could remember for
to throw it back
comedy
in her face?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, that's why you want to remember.
So I hate in a relationship when it's like, yeah, well, you said, and it's not what the person said. Like,
right.
I actually have it on file, you know?
Yo, that's pretty smart. You go, I actually have legal record of quote-unquote what was said.
I didn't think he was going to segue into it this quick, but I was literally listening back to audio on my phone the other day of a fight I was in earlier this year in my relationship on our 1 year anniversary. Let's just get into it.
Yeah, but why do you have audio on your phone of the?
Because I knew a breakdown was coming. Like, she sat down on the couch and she's begging for attention, and I went, okay, this is going to be good. And I just hit record on my
record. You're a psycho.
Dude. You record your sets, right?
Yeah, that's
to learn from.
I guess you're right. It's the same thing.
Right? So you listen back to what you said and you become better, right?
Oh, wow. Okay.
I guess I treat my relationships like an open mic, is what I'm trying to say.
You, and that's cool. You treat your relationship like you're preparing for a special.
Yeah.
Like,
man.
I gotta tighten these fights up. Oh, listen, I didn't like. Doesn't that stress you out, though, when you listen to the fight and you go, fuck, I have a good tag?
Selfishly, I listen back to it and I just go, yep, got her again. I argue
dude,
like it's the court of law. And
yeah.
So if we want to talk stats, like we were counting sets, like I talk stats, not feelings, not emotions. Let's go logic.
Yeah.
So we got into one of these emotions versus logic fights.
Okay.
This was earlier in the year. And I'm just listening back to the audio today. I'm going through the recordings. And this is, I honestly wish you were a woman because you would probably give a more...
That's the nicest thing you've ever said to me.
Balanced. Well, no, like, because it's going to be two dudes talking about an argument between a guy and a girl. So try your best to put your gen hat on.
Okay. Be the guy. I'm going to try and come from the girl perspective.
Okay.
I already know where you've effed up.
Okay, you know what? Let's just get into the audio.
Okay, let's listen to it.
Okay, so like I said, I see a situation happening here, right?
Okay.
And so I just press record on the phone.
Okay.
And then she starts saying, okay, this is 2 days after the anniversary, all right?
1 year anniversary.
The 1 year anniversary, this is 2 days after it.
Okay.
And she had been sulking and had been downhill since then, to this point. And she begins to unravel, all right?
Dude, I can't believe you recorded this.
It's 18 minutes, but we're not going to play all 18. We're just going to play some select parts. Washer's on.
I don't know. I guess I just have really high expectations.
Okay.
That I shouldn't have had. I knew nothing would happen, but I kind of hoped it would still. And then literally nothing that I expected.
Okay, can we pause that right there?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
First of all, I don't know what we're talking about. Was there anything leading up to this, or what is she...
Yeah, sorry, I should have done a better setup here. She was upset that I didn't bring enough to the table on the anniversary.
I get you.
So when she says, I knew nothing was going to happen, and then it didn't happen, and I'm still upset, so I don't know why I'm upset, you know? So she knew not to have high expectations, but still had them, and then I guess it was a bit of a letdown.
Hours. I wanted a card. I wanted all that stupid cheesy anniversary shit. And I don't know why I didn't even like have that conversation with you beforehand. Like, I don't know. So I'm just sad.
Okay.
She's sad.
Now, what happened on the anniversary? First of all, does she know that we have this?
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay. Yeah.
She's not going to be listening.
All right.
And I'm not playing anything personal here.
Right, okay.
Well, this is all very personal.
I mean, this
is
extremely personal, but okay.
So, we went to dinner. I took her out to dinner on 17th Avenue, this place that she'd been talking about a lot.
Okay.
So we did the dinner, and I also got her some Aritzia shorts, $100 shorts from Aritzia, okay?
Okay, so you did get a gift.
Now,
okay.
I gave her the gift 2 days before the anniversary. Because she was having a bad day. Just to, like, you know, you have those moments in a relationship. I thought, you know what? I got this gift now. We're still doing dinner on the anniversary. Why don't I preload the gift? She's happy. We turn it into now a 3-day celebration, right?
Okay.
This is my thoughts behind it.
Okay.
So I give her the shorts. We do the dinner. Okay. Go home. Everything's fine. I think 2 days later, this is happening.
Okay.
She's saying, I didn't do enough for her. Is what she's saying, okay?
I think what she's saying is, yeah, you didn't make her feel special.
She wanted the flowers. She wanted the cheesy stuff, she said. She wanted something. She even said earlier, she's like, I wanted you maybe to be waiting outside your car. Kay. I wanted something more than what I got.
Okay.
Okay?
Again, this is your...
So this is 4 minutes in. We've skipped two. Okay.
Have you said anything yet?
No.
For
4 minutes, I have sat there in the pocket.
Okay.
Knowing that the jury is listening, and the jury is my phone. And here is my retort.
So you're saying it was unbalanced?
Your Honor?
Like you put in more than I did?
No, I'm not saying that at all. I'm just saying...
Well, what did you put in?
Oh, no.
made the dinner reservation to make sure we could go to the restaurant so things didn't fall through. Get you your haircut and shave or double haircut.
Okay, so that one right there.
Haircut and shave, she says.
Double haircut.
Before the list continues. If I were to say to you on the day of Christmas, a birthday, or an anniversary.
Holy smokes, you're building a case right now.
I'll just pick up a tab for you later. I'll just pay for your groceries down the road. That'll be my gift to you. I'll get your haircut on me. I think you would be cross-legged on your couch, disappointed in me then, as well.
How?
That would be a shortcoming. How? Because it is not a gift on the day.
Because I didn't give you a piece of plastic?
Oh, God.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
Is that not fair, though? Is that not fair? Yeah, we're building to something
here.
Okay.
I feel like this is a court of law. You're building...
She is claiming that I didn't bring enough, so I'm like, okay. So in this world, I don't know, I think you get what you put in. Isn't that kind of a law,
okay.
right? You shouldn't expect something that you don't do for other people.
Okay.
So it's kind of like, that's my argument, you know? I'm going to skip ahead to 16 minutes now, okay? So it's pretty much 10 minutes of just repeating the same thing.
Back and forth, okay.
Back and forth.
Okay.
And then we'll go to 16:45 here. Okay. And this is kind of sums it up.
I like that you
nicely.
Know the...
The time. Well, the you know, I respect works. The listeners, you know. I'm a little upset with myself with not setting it up properly. We wasted a couple minutes, but I think people are still with us here, okay?
Okay.
All right, so let's get into it.
Oh, shit.
It's okay. We got this.
Okay.
Set expectation by fucking society.
I'm sorry that I didn't say I'll pay for your next nail appointment at dinner. Should
I've literally
that
said
one
I would cover our Airbnb for the fucking Mexico trip.
Hey, words.
And I will get you a fucking... Do you want the physical gift card? Do you want me to go buy a piece of plastic that has money on it that's electronic and then you fucking get a haircut?
Is that what
you want?
That's still what you're asking for.
Okay.
No. Nope.
You said card, and you said gift.
I just want it on the day.
Yeah. That's exactly what I'm saying. When you say, I'll pick up your haircut in the future, in 6 weeks, that's not on the day. That's 6 weeks after the day.
Is right?
All
right. So if I said, I'll get your shorts later down the road.
Right.
And then our last piece of audio.
Dude, I can't believe we advanced 10 minutes in that, and it was the exact same.
Same argument. But I'm sticking to my guns here.
Yeah. Yeah, I can see that. Okay. All right.
I mean, I would have already come to you and apologized if you had done something more. Because then I would have felt embarrassed that I didn't match your speed. But your speed was matched.
Okay. Your Honor. And then I sit down. Your speed was matched.
Your
I talked
speed
facts.
Is matched.
I talked facts.
Okay.
One piece of key audio, I guess. I might have missed out there. Well, maybe no, no. You've heard what you need to hear. I said these words. This is what you missed out on. I said, it to me, you starfished the moment. You laid back. You expected something. You still got a good night. And you laid back and you didn't put in any initiative yourself. You played it casual. I played it casual. I thought we were good.
Right.
But apparently not. And to this day, man, what I have learned from that.
Right.
Let's get that out of the way first. I have learned that things like flowers are important. I never liked them because it is money wasted in my eyes because it is not something that serves a purpose to me. Shorts, you can wear something I get.
You like utility.
Jewelry, right? I love picking out jewelry for a girl. Okay. Often I found out you can't cheap out with jewelry because they will literally break out into a rash, a green a green ring.
That's how you get busted right there.
Yeah, they're literally allergic to cheapness. They'll have a rash or a green ring around their...
Yeah, double loss.
Because it's not made from the right silver or whatever, because you got it from Aldo and not Tiffany's. Mm-hmm. And their skin goes, Aldo, and it rats you out. So anyways, I view those as better gifts because the flowers, I think, just wilt in 2 days and it's a throwaway.
Right.
But I have learned that it is kind of like a supplement, all right? You want to talk supplements here? You take your vitamins, right?
Okay.
For your health and your brain and your body, right?
Okay.
To me now, in order to look at it properly, I have to view flowers as a vitamin for a woman. A woman's multivitamin.
Oh, my God. Okay.
So it's like, here, here's her relationship multivitamin. This is important to her, and she's important to me, so then I'm doing it. I don't have to care about the flowers myself. So that is what I've learned, and I've become a better person from it. And it took confrontation and a breakup to learn it. But, you know, that's what I preach. I think confrontation's good. You learn a lot from it. But to this day, I have not even an inch moved to her side of expecting when you don't put in.
Right. So I'm the girl now. Okay. I'm the girl.
I've said my piece.
And I go, I hear what you said, and I don't remember any of it.
Of course, yeah.
Okay? Because it's not about the fact. You hit me with facts, I don't give a fuck. It's about the feeling. You didn't make me feel special, and it was our anniversary night. I didn't want to be matched. I wanted you to lead.
Well, I feel hurt that you don't feel special from what I gave you. I don't think you're appreciative of what I gave.
I am appreciative. I like the shorts, but I just wanted a little more.
Okay.
I wanted it to be a little more loving.
Show that. Did you ask for anything?
No,
did
I want you to show it.
Uh-huh.
I want you to take the lead
and show it. And I have to just guess and know?
You should anticipate.
Okay.
See? And this is why it's 30 minutes and you're at the exact same point.
Yeah.
Because one person's doing emotional and one person's doing facts.
Okay, so let's talk about that.
Okay.
What is the right way to have an argument then? Is there a balance between emotion and facts? Or should it, again, in the court of law, that's how they do it, be just facts?
Legally, it should be facts. But this is not a legal proceeding. Even though I do feel like you envisioned a jury being there as you built this case up from the ground up.
The way I started off by saying, so you feel like it was uneven. Like, get her to answer and convict herself, you know? Get her to. So I was just like, oh, interesting. What did you do? Can you say to the jury? Can you speak?
Dude, they should have a show that's like relationship court, like Judge Judy, but there's no actual. It's not people suing. It's just people like this. We're just having a disagreement, and a jury decides who's correct.
Love court.
Love court.
I think that exists.
That's our... Yeah, that's probably fucking does.
I don't think it's
called
Love Court.
Actually doesn't. It's called Love Court.
Yeah.
Dude, we saw one. These court shows are actually out of control now. Like, Judge Judy is the OG court show, which I love. I still watch Judge Judy to this day.
Yeah.
There's one that I saw that's like a panel of four judges.
Oh, yeah.
For
one.
And I'm like, I can't even imagine a bigger waste of intellect than using four people who have not just law degrees, but they actually have, they're at judge level.
Yeah.
And we're using these four minds to decide who owes someone $75 for like a hamburger.
Yeah, if
or whatever,
like,
the stupid ass lawsuit
from
is.
The producers of like Dragon's Den. They're like, let's get four. Let's get four of them.
Dude, it's like
let's
having...
Let's do a huddle. Let's do a meeting. Oh. Right? They do that meeting after they're like, okay, we're going to go talk about the case.
Yeah. Dude, yeah, they do. That's the part that's like, oh, dude, you guys have like between you 300 years of law experience and you got to go into a meeting. You got to go to a room.
Yeah.
And you got to talk about
have
who owes who.
Have they ever disagreed like in Dragon's Den where the one judge was like, ah, you know what? I'm going to up the sentence. I'm going to up it to 25 years.
Yeah, yeah.
With early parole, 10. And then she's like, all right, you know what? I'll do... community service yeah. for 13. That'd be interesting.
Dude, I don't know. I can't watch it because it's too corny. It seems like a waste of resources to me. It's like if you had four brain surgeons sitting around who could be out there saving people's brains, and instead they're there like fixing someone's finger. You got four brain surgeons fixing a finger for TV. What a chronic waste of resources. It's so stupid.
This is why we get along, because we see, like, how they got to that, and we see that as a waste, right? Like, even today, they're like, you guys want bottled waters? And we're at the Yuck Yucks Club. I'm like, whoa, let's not cut into profits here.
No, I did one. I was told this is Fiji.
Oh, okay.
Is this Fiji? No one's here.
It's not Fiji.
Oh, forgot no one's here. It's an empty room. Speaking of which, dude, and I did do a video on this because I couldn't even wait, but this, people are still posting. This fucking, and you had a good point, this happens all the time on Facebook, but this every now and then, I've never seen it happen on Instagram, where people, they take the law into their own hands, and they, you know what they do? They go, oh, I don't want my Instagram photos taken from me. And how do I combat that? By being a genius, and by posting a screenshot that says, hey, Instagram, you can't use my photos. And you know how I know that? Because look at this very legal screenshot that I'm posting.
Yeah, but okay, my first inclination is like, isn't the idea of those social media platforms for your photo to be shared around? I wish they would use my photo.
Yeah. Everyone
does. They're not using it for dick pill ads. Yeah. It's Instagram.
But even if they did, who gives a shit, dude?
Yeah.
Like, honestly, people, we get on such a high horse with, we want our information to be protected. I understand that. But you go on Instagram, you're willingly sharing photos.
Yeah.
You know, most of Instagram is just pictures of butts. That's most of Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
You're already sharing that. And then, so if anyone needs context, which I don't know if they do, but apparently there was this thing where it's like the rules were changing on Instagram where they own your photos or something. Anyone that I know, if you went to Japan and they were using your head to sell toothpaste,
mm-hmm.
you would be so pumped. You'd be like, that's me.
That's huge.
Selling toothpaste.
And that, just a picture of that picture, is worth another 400 likes back on Instagram over here. Use the photo again.
Like for like. Like for like. Like. Follow for follow, dude.
Hashtag.
Follow for follow.
dude,
it's one of those. It just. So anyway, what happens is people keep posting this fucking. One person types this shit up. To me, it was in words just showing how much of sheeple we are. Like, one person types up this thing. They say the rules are changing. No one even confirmed that. I mean, it might be confirmed, but no one who posted that went into the
three different fonts in it, too. It wasn't done by a lawyer. There was, like, Arial, Hebrew, and Times New Roman.
Oh, my God.
And it was fuzzy, too. It was, like, grainy. Like, it wasn't even the original high def. People were just sharing the screenshot.
Yeah. Yeah. Imagine getting a contract from your employer that says, you know, this is how much we're going to pay you. Here's the contract. It's a photo of my notes on my phone.
Yeah.
There you go.
We posted it to our story.
But anyway, it was just one of those, like, I kept seeing, like, every fifth photo a couple weeks ago was this thing. And it was, what amazed me was, like, is nobody critically thinking about, and it was, I was surprised with some of the people that posted it. I'm like,
I think people do it just in case. They're like, oh, I'll throw it up.
It's maybe.
A day. Maybe it'll save me down the future. Maybe not. But you're right, man. When you do, you're making a statement about who you are.
Yes, you are.
You're tattooing your online persona. And the tattoo isn't a flattering one. It says that you're gullible.
Yeah.
And
the tattoo says, I follow what everyone else is doing just because they're doing it. But you're right. Maybe it's an insurance. It goes, hey, if someone's taking my photos. But it wasn't like...
Again, only photographers and people with actual good photos should be posting this. Not a single girl with a fucking donut sticking out of her ice cream at last best or whatever, regrub or whatever.
Yeah.
None of, yeah.
I'm eating a hot dog. Man, I saw that one time at a baseball game.
That this would be this a dick girl. Pill, that one.
Yeah, you're right. That, if you have any photos like this, take those down immediately. Because we know what those are getting used to sell.
Mm-hmm.
We were at a baseball game.
Yeah.
And which, by the way, so boring. Never doing that again.
Of course.
The most boring thing of all time. And
not a MLB game. I'm imagining.
No. This was an MLB game. This was the top of the top, and it was still
what
so
teams?
Boring. Yankees.
And?
Maple Leafs. No.
Oh, wow.
That shows how much I care about.
You're dodging it because
you know what
you
it is?
Know.
No, you know what it was?
Did
is
you
because
go to a baseball game and not know which teams
Blue
were
Jays.
Playing? Oh, my God.
Blue Jays.
You know what? You were
Maple
the right
Leafs.
Person to be the female perspective on that last.
Fuck.
Yeah.
I don't even know sports. I just faked
the colors. Which colors did you like? Which
green.
You like the green one?
I pick my teams based on their
you
uniform.
You believe this shit? Doesn't know
up.
What teams are playing.
We'll edit that out. I want that to be edited, that my mouth when I said Maple Leafs, it actually says Blue Jays, and I'll put it in post. I'm editing this episode. I'll put it in post.
All right.
And I'll do it with the witness protection voice.
Yeah, that's a good
Blue
one.
Blue Jays.
Yeah. Backlit. Oh, what happened
there?
I
spilled water on myself.
We'll edit that out, too,
I'm
I guess.
Drunk, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, this girl ate. She literally, she keeps going like this. Like,
we're still talking about
and
eating
then
a hot dog.
Actually, I don't want this to be edited into the internet.
Okay.
YouTube, you do not have permission to use my...
It will put this in the caption.
YouTube, you do not have permission to use our likeness, our
content.
They can post our content, but
we own it.
We own it. Stop it, dude.
So this girl's eating a hot dog.
Yeah, I don't even care about the story anymore.
I want
to
know.
She never. What irritated me was she never took a bite of the. She literally. Like, put her mouth around the hot dog, and her friend took a photo of it, and which is already pretty irritating. Already pretty irritating. But then at least take a bite.
Yeah.
Then she backed out the dog. Garbage. You can't even bite the hot dog.
I was literally with a girl a couple days ago.
Nice.
And I know. Score.
Dude, sick, dude.
Dude, and I'm not even making
it up.
Yo,
that's sick.
It was dope.
I'm so proud of you.
So, we're standing on my balcony. We just play tennis. I do afternoon tennis dates.
Dude, man,
it's nice.
Your life is crazy.
I know.
Wow.
So, we're just doing some electrolytes on the patio.
What does that mean?
I don't know what that means.
You should be very clear about when you say that.
You're drinking Gatorade.
Yeah, because that sounds like a little.
Yeah.
Doing some electrolytes.
Mm. So. She literally says, she's like, oh my God, can you take a photo? Like, we never even took a single photo at the tennis court.
Sure.
I can't just go off the radar for 4 hours, she says. People need to know that I'm... She said the words.
Yeah.
I can't go off the radar for 4 hours.
Yeah.
People need to see that I'm doing something. And I went... the first thing I went, your story, there's enough on your story right now. It's one of those ones where you look at the top and it's like braille. Like... Like 30 in a day. So she already had. She goes, yeah, well, that was from yesterday. And I go, okay, all right. Like, you'll be okay. She's like, no, you don't get it. Like, I need to show people. She's like a nutrition gal, you know?
Right.
She sells nutrition supplements and stuff like that. Does very well for herself, right? So her job is to prove the lifestyle, you know? Say, like, look, this is what you could be living, right? So I kind of get it, but it's also like, isn't that a fucking headache? To, like, every 4 hours, you got to be accountable and show the world that you're doing something?
Yeah, yeah.
Oof.
It's exhausting, man.
It was.
Like, the...
That was a deal breaker for me. When I heard that,
yeah.
I literally was like, oh, this isn't good. That was deal breaker number one. Deal breaker number two was when she was an inch away from my face, and she was telling me about her life, and she goes, my life is so go, 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 and I'm so bang, bang, bang. She did that with her hands.
Yeah.
She said, I'm so go, go, go.
Yeah.
And I'm so bang, bang, bang.
Yeah.
Everything's so bang, bang, bang. And in my head, I went, and I'm so gone, gone, gone. And this is so over, over, over. I couldn't, you know, those little things.
Yeah.
And man, it comes off as rude to say, but everyone on a date will have that moment where a person does something and you're like, there it is.
Yeah.
Not into it anymore.
Right, right.
Maybe it's not as a deal breaker, like 100% snap off. And it's just kind of a deduction, but I'd rather skip the time and go,
sure.
Okay, like, this is a sign of more to come. Let's just save time here.
Yeah.
You know?
Because you're like, I'm either going to have to patch that up.
Yeah,
or
deal
talk
with it.
You out of it.
She also told me she doesn't like my windbreaker. She goes, I don't like 80s fashion, and I'd like if you didn't wear the windbreakers around me.
Oh, really?
Straight up, like with a
serious face. I agree with
her. Yeah?
But I would never say that to you.
Right. It was crazy.
I'm glad she said it for me.
I still admired her, like, confrontation and her straightforwardness. So yeah. It was a weird one. I was like, man, I really respect her for saying these things, but also, fuck you.
Yeah,
you
yeah,
know?
Yeah.
It was weird.
I know a guy who he went on a date one time, and his deal breaker was the date was going really well, and they went down 17th Ave, made by Marcus, I think, anywhere.
Yeah.
They went somewhere, and they got ice cream, and he could tell she didn't want to eat the ice cream, but instead of just saying, I don't want to eat ice cream, she still got the ice cream, and as they were walking away,
no,
he just sees this spoon fly by him, and she's standing there like, oh no, I dropped my spoon.
Okay, we'll get a new spoon. No. I know what she's trying to do.
Yeah,
but it's not working.
And
you
he's
gotta
like,
spill the
do
ice
you
cream.
Think I don't know what you just did?
Yeah,
I don't have a problem if you don't want to eat the ice cream, but say, but the whole she created a scene and then executed it perfectly.
Oh my god!
An accidental spoon drop
and threw his 650 on the ground too while doing it.
So that's a big issue. That's part of it.
650 a scoop.
That's part of
it.
Did
she double scoop?
I think it was a single scoop. Well, you're only getting a single scoop if you don't even want it in the first place.
Imagine she gets the double.
Right, but that's one of those things where you go, if you're willing to stage in a whole scene to avoid this ice cream,
it's over.
I mean, what kind of red flag is that?
Have enough confrontation to say something, man. Like, I'm starting to say this on stage a lot, trying to deliver a message of, like, confrontation makes you a better person. If you say, like, oh, there's snot in your nose, and
yeah.
you have enough will to say that to someone,
yeah.
you help that person out immediately.
Right.
Right? And they become a better person from that moment on. They don't
sure.
embarrass themselves, right? So you can learn from a lot of things. Right there, just say, I don't like ice cream. You're going to save a lot of
yeah.
time.
Yeah. People, but you don't want to disappoint people.
If the dog is barking next door nowadays,
yeah.
they will change their Wi-Fi network name to please shut your dog up 5G and hope that they fucking see it on their phone before knocking on the door.
Oh, really?
And that's like not a joke. Like I see images online of people want to make jokes in their Wi-Fi name.
Yeah.
Right? The FBI.
Cunnilingus.
Yeah.
There's okay. one in my building called Cunnilingus.
Yeah. And now it's like... 4B,
yeah.
you're very rude and loud. I would appreciate if you came home at a decent hour, 5G, you know, like this kind of
That's
shit.
That's kind of funny. I kind of like that.
Ugh.
It's, I feel like the funny Wi-Fi name is the equivalent
there's
of...
There's no funny Wi-Fi name.
There's one, kind of Linksys. When I read that, I laughed.
Ah.
I thought that's clever.
Nah.
But I feel like it's the equivalent of the guy who wears the funny shirt. It's
exactly.
just like, yeah, it was kind of funny for a second.
So you just answered your question. That's why it's not funny.
No, I agree. I think
yeah.
it's like, yeah, it's funny for a second.
Yeah.
And now you're just going to have a perpetual, the same.
Yeah.
You're going to do the same joke every day.
Yeah, it's not funny for the guy making it. It's funny if you're in like a new area for the first time and it pops
yeah.
up on your phone. I guess it can hit you for a second.
There's some good ones out there. There's some good Wi-Fi names.
Mark DeBonis, I love his joke about like, he'll say like, you know, it's like crazy, like... Like, out of everyone in here tonight, like, at least two of you have a password on your phone that is 6969. And it's like, who's that joke for? You know, yourself? Like, every time
that
you open
it funny.
Up, like,
that
oh,
is funny.
Nice.
Yeah, that is pretty funny.
Nice.
Yeah.
Dumb. Sheeple.
Yes.
To bring it back to you.
Yeah.
So, you mentioned you got yelled at, and that's all I know.
So.
You said, I got to tell you a story about how I got yelled at. So I'm assuming this was by a sheeple?
This was very much a sheeple. Like,
a sheeple. Not a meerkat.
Yeah, we were... We went out to BC this weekend, and we went on... we rented a canoe.
Okay.
And just went down the river, which was awesome. And to me...
You love just taking your weekends off, hey?
Yeah.
Like, your Sundays... yeah. I can't even reach you on a Sunday, man. I
You're
had
not
work for you yesterday.
Hold
I was like, hey, I did this, this, and this. Like,
yeah.
You and Jen go to the fucking...
I'm out.
You're gone.
I'm off the grid. But if I'm not active for 4 hours,
oh, yeah.
people get concerned.
Yeah.
My life is boom, 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 boom.
Go,
follow
go,
for follow.
Go,
boom, go, boom. Go, go. Bro, I'm an entrepreneur, okay? influencer entrepreneur.
Cool word for unemployed, dude. Yeah. Hey, really cool word.
I'm not unemployed. I have a vlog.
Here's another cool word people love in Calgary to be like, I know a CFL player. They love bragging about a CFL player. They
no
know.
One has ever bragged about
but
that all, in my life.
10 people, they go like, oh, he's my friend. He plays for the Hamilton Tire Cats. He plays for the Stampede. Oh, cool.
Are you serious?
Oh, cool. You know someone on welfare. Good for you, is what I say.
Works at Sport Check.
Go.
So we rent this canoe and we go out. And there was no, it's beautiful. You're out there and you're on a river in the middle of nature.
Nice.
And there's no one around. And I was like, this is exactly what I was hoping for. It's just me, Jen, my fiance, and our dog. We have a little Boston Terrier.
Okay.
And we're just out there. It's beautiful. You can't hear anything. And then all of a sudden, I just see a couple kayaks come around the corner. That's uh-oh. Fine. It's a river. It's public. Anyone can be out there.
Uh-oh.
And the kayaks are coming real close.
Uh-oh.
Which is weird because it's like 300 feet wide. Lots of river to be out there. And I feel like everyone's on the same page. We're out here to just enjoy nature. And sure enough, this kayak, it's like making a line for us. And she gets right up within like 20 feet. She's like, hey there. But this is what annoyed me.
Uh-oh.
Is so it's a family on this kayak. There's like three of them. And this lady staged it. It's almost like the ice cream
oops.
Spoon. She staged it as like, oh, just bumped into you.
You saw her coming for
dude, no, you didn't. You didn't just bump into me on a river. Yeah. I've seen you paddle your kayak in a direct line for our canoe for 15 minutes, like a sea captain. Yes. I saw you come directly at us.
Okay.
And she's like, what kind of dog is that? Which is, first of all, the most generic question ever.
Oh my god.
Why
I'm
are you
so
asking
upset.
This?
Dude, this
Why
happens
are you asking
in the
this?
Middle of a fucking lake too?
Yeah.
Not just on the street.
Dude, we got trees. There's literally, and I'm not kidding, two bald eagles that I want to look at. Two bald eagles hanging there. There's a stream.
What
There's
kind
like
of
fish.
Dog is
and
that?
Now I gotta deal with this lady yelling at us from a kayak. What kind of dog is that? And I go, yeah, it's a Boston Terrier.
What would I say if I was on the boat?
So this is where, yeah, I wish I was more confrontational like you.
None of your business.
Dude, I was so close just going, no thanks. I want to just say to people sometimes now, no, thank you.
Please
Not
do.
Trying to be rude.
Please do.
Trying to save time.
All right.
But because I lack the confrontation skills.
Boston Terrier, beep-boo, beep-boo.
Yeah,
how's
like,
your day?
Boston
pretty
Terrier.
Sunny out.
And she goes, are you sure?
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, I'm sure about the breed of my dog.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, pretty sure he's a Boston Terrier. Oh, because my sister has a dog. That is a different breed, but looks like him. And I'm like, what the
oh, then
do
throw
you
the dog
want
in,
from
throw
me?
Throw the dog in the fucking lake then. Oops,
dude,
guess we got the wrong one.
Felipe was just like, what do you, so we diffuse it pretty good because I'm just like, yeah, yeah, I'm giving her like one word answers. And then we literally have to like, we literally have to like almost anchor our canoe to let the, we just watch, I'm like, just let the current take them away from
oh,
us. And they
the
do.
Slow drift.
But I'm like, why? It's so weird to me. I'm like, why would you want to have a chat? When we're in different boats, this is one of our only times to ever be out here and just enjoy nature. And you want to have this low-level conversation disputing the breed of this dog?
This is the reason I'm out here today is to get away from people like you. Yeah. That I live next to every
Dude.
Day, coming over to my lawn.
Oh, my God.
I don't want to have this here.
I didn't rent a canoe in a river to have a small chat
and
meet
new
people.
What kind of boat is that? Well, it's a kayak. Are you sure? Splash. Just take the canoe. Yeah. This fucking ruiner.
My sister has a boat that looks like that, and it's a different boat.
Water her fucking Home Sense haircut. Ruiner day. Ruiner day.
It's just, you know what it is? Those are the same people who... Which I've never, like when you're on vacation, hanging out, you're at a resort somewhere,
mm-hmm.
there's always someone who's got to be like, hey, where are you from? And you're like, why? Why? The best part about vacation is I don't know anyone here. We're free to do whatever we want.
Don't you hate telling people what you do when they ask?
I don't tell them. Do you tell people you do stand-up?
I don't even tell them. I can't because it's all you got to explain so much.
I don't tell them.
It happened twice today, man. It happened at the bank. It happened at the hairdresser.
Right.
You know? And yeah, it's not one of those jobs where it's just like, oh, cool. And then you move on. Like, people are right away interested. And then sometimes they make the mistake of saying, like, well, tell me a joke then.
My nightmare.
Okay, so do you have a response for that? You've been asked it many times. What do you say when someone goes, oh, dude, you're that comedian, right? and they don't even know your name. They don't ask for your name. You're right. Just that comedian, and then they go, go.
Yeah.
They go, tell me a joke.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What do you say?
My go-to is I just go, I'll usually be like, no, not for free. Or I'll do, like, I only at night.
That's so embarrassing to
say.
It
is. It's pretty bad.
It's so embarrassing to say not for free.
Not for free. But it's, you're right. I should have more of a stock line.
Yeah. Use this one.
Okay. What do you got?
Guy at the gym came up to me. My headphones are on. I'm making it very clear. I don't want to be talked to.
Yeah.
I'm practically in the middle of a fucking lake in a canoe right now. All right. Don't you dare.
You're on your gym canoe,
yeah.
Dude.
Yeah.
Gym canoe. Yeah.
This guy. Hey. Hey. He's making a bunch of noise. I still don't acknowledge him because my music is louder than that. For as far as he knows, my music is much louder than he is.
Yeah.
And then he starts waving his hand in front of me. I go, okay. I give him one ear.
I'm
I
furious.
Give him a sliver of an ear. I go, yeah. Hey, what up? He goes, you're that comedian, right? I go, yeah. He goes, tell me a joke. And I took a pause and I told him, I go, hey, I'm not a fucking jukebox.
That's good.
Right?
I like that. Yeah, that's good.
You don't put a quarter in me. And I just tell you something,
yeah.
Man, that's not how it is. And then I segued into your line about, like, it's what I do for a living, you know?
Yeah.
I'm not going to ask you to perform your job at the gym. So we had a bit of a weird situation. And then the next time I'm there, I'm on the bike and my head's down. I see him coming, okay? He's in his fucking kayak.
He's on his kayak. He's paddling towards you.
Oh, oops, bumped into you. He waves, he has a foam roller, a long foam roller, and he literally waves it under my fucking nose to get my attention because my head is cranked. And he waves this foam roller. I'm furious. Hi. And he's like, oh, yeah, so about the other day, and he wants to talk. And then, so this is him making good. He goes, he sits down at the bike right beside me, starts pedaling. Ooh, fun. Great.
Yeah.
Can't wait to wrap this up. Looks like it's a light cardio day. He goes, so who are your favorite comedians? And starts asking these questions
right.
I'm on Larry King. And I just, it's always the worst. I know, it's selfish to say. I mean, you should be thankful for the job we've been given, but it does become tiresome answering the same questions over and over again.
But I'm the exact same as you. Here's the thing. It's a lose-lose. When people ask you, like, oh, what do you do for a job? And you go, I'm a stand-up comedian. That's a lose-lose situation for you. Because, one, you're right. Now you got to answer a million questions.
Yeah.
Or
it can never go as good as your set.
No. Or they go, yeah, tell a joke right now.
Yeah.
Right? Or now that they know you're a comedian, they think that anytime you even make a joke, they're like, oh, he's trying to be funny again. Trying to be funny, Mr.
Right.
Comedian. Trying to be funny.
So you meet a girl on the street, you tell her you're a comedian, right away she's going to be expecting you're funny, and she's going to be holding you to a higher standard.
That's a big issue, too.
Okay, but if a woman saw your show, the proof is the 45
Agreed.
Minutes is polished, there it is.
Yeah.
It's as good as it can get, and then she knows you're funny, then there's no... That's the problem with a stand-up comedy, is we can never live up to what we actually do. There's no way of like replicating it on the street.
Right.
You know, so
right.
It kind of sucks.
And they don't know too. Like if they you just say I'm a comedian, they're like, well, how funny are you? I don't know.
Yeah.
If someone sees you perform and they go, wow, it's great.
Yeah,
that's different. Now they're like,
the guy told me, he's like, man, you should have roasted me. Like you should have been, you should have started roasting me. I'm like, I don't know you. I'm gonna start roasting you at the gym when we're gonna be in a fight. Like that's a bad idea. When you're roasting the audience, it's fine because there's a bit of a understanding there, and the person with the microphone in the room kind of has the power. There's no microphone
right
in the cardio room at Talisman.
Yeah,
it's just two dudes and no cameras.
Yeah, like I'm not performing
and
right
I'm
now.
I'm gonna get thumped out.
Or they and then they go, he's not that funny,
right?
Because they go, you're a stand-up comedian, you didn't make me laugh,
right?
Do people do that all the time? They're like, yeah, it made me laugh once. I'm like, oh, okay. I go, I'm off the clock.
Yeah,
how about that?
Sorry.
How about that? I'm off the clock.
And there
today.
Wasn't a room full of people laughing around you to convince you that, oh, maybe he is funny.
Yeah.
It was just a person of, audience of one.
Yeah.
Tough to get applause breaks out of that one. Although I did the other day get an applause break at the Starbucks. One woman working behind the counter, not even multiple employees.
Literally, are you serious?
One girl was working the small Starbucks. I said something and she started clapping.
Dude,
it was the
congrats,
best feeling
man.
Ever, man.
Dude, when you kill in public,
yeah,
that's one of the funniest things.
I couldn't believe it.
That's one of the funniest things. But you're right. It's only because they don't know. that you do. I wonder if stand-up is one of the only jobs where people have that, because it's maybe it's personality based. I don't know. Like, if you were, even other types of art, if you were like, you know, I play in a band.
Yeah.
Even if you said you did drums, I wouldn't be like, "Hey, can you do?"
Of course.
Dude, I'm gonna pull out a table. Can you do a little percussion for me?
Yeah. There's not another job that you would ever dare ask.
How about when people go, they go, "What's your favorite comedian?" And for me, I always say Bill Burr is my favorite comedian.
Easy. That's a good one because most people know who that is.
Now they do.
Yeah.
A few years ago, right?
Yeah.
And people go, "Oh, I haven't heard of that." They're like, "You know, Jim Carrey. I really like him." I'm like, okay,
Russell Peters.
Okay. That's like
Kevin Hart.
Yeah.
That's what I got at
the
hairdresser.
That tells me absolutely.
Yeah.
It's like, "Oh, you like ice hockey? I saw Wayne Gretzky play." You're like, okay.
Oh, there's the other fellow. What was the other fellow? Mario Lemieux? One of those two?
Mario Lemix?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're just assholes, I think.
Yeah. I don't tell people.
Yeah.
Right. Like I said, once you come to a show, it's great.
They ask at the bank all the time what I do.
Yeah.
Because I deposit cash a lot at the bank. And that's not just because of stand-up. It's because I have that vending machine at the mall. Right? That I have to cash out.
I'm just learning about this.
You don't know anything about
this?
Brendan Schaub mentioned it on his podcast after we worked together a week here.
What are you talking about?
At Chinook Center Mall, inside one of the stores,
yeah.
Lex, okay, the store that sells the Jordans, Yeezys, right? He has his own clothing line, 26 Dover. Okay,
sure.
Anyways.
Yeah.
Great spot. He's got a location right behind here, too.
Kay.
That house on 17th Avenue.
Right.
Okay. So, but at the Chinook location, there's a vending machine inside of it where you can play for $5. You get to control one of those arms and try to thread it into the hole. And if you can thread it into one of the nine prize holes, you win the prize attached to it.
Okay.
So it's $5 per play.
Okay.
And so we bought this machine. We bought two of them. And from the States, and we brought it up here, and you literally set the code so that you make sure you take in enough money so that you're not losing. It's actually computer programmed.
Right.
So it's a guaranteed moneymaker.
Okay.
And it's not like it's fixed in the sense that we're making money, but it's not fixed in the sense that you're never going to win a prize. Like just the other day, an $800 pair of Yeezy sneakers were won. And that was a tough day. It was like, okay, that's $800 out of our profits.
Right, okay.
But for the most part, I'm going there every week. You know, it's great because I get to go to the mall and make money. I get walking around.
This is so, dude, I didn't know anything about this.
Unlock it.
Vending machine
hustle. It
takes
30 seconds. Unlock it. Boom. Take out the money counter. Boom. Take the cash out. Put it back. Lock it back up. And then I write it down in the book.
Dude.
And I'm not going to say how much it makes, but it's nice. So, I'm at the bank depositing cash. And every time they're like, you know, they're not saying, "Are you a drug dealer?" But they're trying to get to the bottom.
They know you are.
It.
Yeah, for sure.
And so today she just took a stab. She's like, "Oh, are you a bartender?" And I went, "No." And she's like, "Oh, are you a server?" And I went, "No." And I just left it at that. Like, I don't need to tell you because I know the minute I say I'm a stand-up comedian.
Yeah.
Tell me a joke.
Why don't you tell her you own a vending machine?
Because that's a long story, too.
Yeah,
man.
You're
that's
right.
That's a weird one.
Yeah, you're right. Dude, you would blow her mind if you said, "I do stand-up and I own a vending machine." My mind is already blown right now.
Brandon loved it, man. And he almost, like, his podcast obviously gets hundreds of thousands of people listening. So I was like, oh, he's gonna blow my game.
Yeah.
But, you know, people can know who owns it. Obviously, all these machines are owned by somebody. But
yeah, I mean, you always see those machines.
Yeah.
But how do you even get it in the mall? Do you just call Chinook and you're like, "Hey, I gotta..."
Well, my buddy owns the store. So really the most important piece of the puzzle is having a high traffic place that you're allowed to legally have it.
Right.
That's really the hardest part.
Right.
Not many people have a best friend that has a store. Right? Or has a connection with the mall or anything like that. So that's where I lucked out.
None of my friends have stores. I'm just realizing this. None of my friends have a store.
Oh, man.
So
I'm sorry to hear about that. It's not going to work for you. A lot of people messaged me after Brendan talked about it. A lot of DM requests. They're like, "Hey, man, I heard your thing. How can I do it? I want information."
People
and these are like
hustle.
16-year-old kids online
wanting
to spend $4,500 on one of these machines. To put it where? In your mom's basement? Like
you gotta have a hookup, right?
And you also need the right store. Like there's very few places a thing like that is going to be successful.
Right.
There's other vending machines.
I always felt like it's got to be a bit of a turf battle out there. Because that dude who owns the gumball machines, did he retire?
What do you mean retire?
So, well, I mean, how's he doing?
I think he's doing just fine.
You think so?
I don't think he's spending 25 cents per gumball.
Well, dude, I know I he's making margin slightly, on them balls.
Yeah, he's getting a better price.
Dude, when I was a kid, I think every second street corner had the giant, remember the big circular? The giant, like, thing that had just probably anywhere from 200,000 to 300,000 gumballs, I would say, were in there. Yeah,
black ones
and
win.
Yeah. Blockbuster used to have that. You win a free rental. But you would.
Which was such a ripoff because that's worth $7.
Yeah. Yeah. And you go down. It comes down and it goes. The best part was your gumball would travel along this mystery circuit that was never cleaned.
No.
Ever.
No.
It's just, it would pick up gunk. Oh, dude, you know what's even grosser? Is like the boxes that have like, you're like, hey, what do I want? Do I want M&Ms? Do I want Skittles? And you just twist it.
The
in
scoop
there?
Job.
Dude, people. And it's all sanitary till you see people's kids just loose. Sticking their hands up the thing, grabbing gumballs, hand goes in the nose, hand goes back in.
I've seen kids go right to the pipe, right to it.
Those are so dirty.
Area. You're scraping it. Everyone's sharing the same bowl, essentially. It's kind of like a bowl of peanuts at the bar, essentially. Yeah. I never really thought about that. That is disgusting.
It's gross.
Yeah.
But also, I always wondered, like, it has to be for kids, right? What kind of an adult is like, you know what I really want right now? 9 Skittles. Let me go turn a thing and collect them in my hand.
Shout out to Lex's store again. He's got a free one in there. He doesn't even charge. You go in, free candy.
Guy. He's a good guy.
Right? You got free candy there. Next door, you got free coffee at the casino.
Yeah.
There's a lot. You can build a day out of it.
You would know where all the free stuff is.
Tuesdays. Yeah. That's why we drop our episodes on Tuesdays.
Do we or Wednesdays?
Well, you want a whole extra day?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I do. To recover.
I don't know. Tuesday's kind of my day, man. Half price movie, Taco Tuesday. You want to go out? I'm free Tuesday.
Is that your favorite day of the week?
Yeah, I would say so.
It's kind of funny because I feel like as comedians, we don't really have... Our weekends are working. Right?
Yeah.
Our weekends
except for
are
your Sundays
comedy.
Out on the lake.
That's why my Sundays are so lit.
Yeah.
That's when I have my weekend is on Sunday.
I don't even think you wear shoes on the like on Sundays. I see pictures of you just like in flip-flops, barefoot.
Dude.
Just hanging.
Sundays, I don't even put contacts in. I can't see.
I didn't even know you wore contacts.
Sometimes I don't eat.
You've never spoken about your contacts.
Dude, I have contacts. I sell them out of a vending machine.
Oh, yeah?
In LensCrafters.
Yeah. yours aren't colored. Those are your natural eyes.
Thank you very much. Appreciate that.
These
are my natural
eyes. I didn't say
eyes.
I liked the color of your
eyes. You noticed my eyes, so that meant a lot to me.
Okay.
See, little things like that mean a lot to a girl like me.
Oh, okay.
Now you're coming around.
Actually, there was a piece of audio in there. I'm not going to go hunting for it again.
Yeah, okay.
But, yeah, she said the phrase, she goes, you show love in a different way than I receive it.
Oh. Dude, you got to read the love language book.
I need the dongle is what she's asking for, right? I think she's asking for this little piece right here. So this is how I give love.
Yeah.
And this is
how
she
receives it.
Love. So you just need to find this attachment in your relationship.
Yep.
And I fucking didn't have it.
And if you don't do it quick, the battery is going to run out.
Yeah.
Zero.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's gonna be timely.
That's powerful.
We came full circle today.
We really did.
We really did.
Relationships are dongles. Should we review what we've learned today?
How can we?
How can we? Or
I think
how
we just
we?
Did. I think we just did.
Relationships are dongles.
Dongles.
If you're in your boat, keep to... You know what? As a good rule for boats, stay in your boat.
Stay in your boat.
And that includes your words.
Yeah.
You don't... If you're on one boat, you're not talking to other boats.
And no matter land, air, or sea, don't ask people what kind of dog they have. That conversation's been done before.
And also, YouTube, you do not have permission.
You understand?
To use us.
Even though we're trying to use you to become famous, but don't you dare use us to become famous, because that's
we own
that would make sense.
This video, and this was a legally prepared statement under Bill C-34B.
See you next week.
Bye-bye.